As usual, let's begin by bringing our minds home. Our intention is to do the practice of self-compassion and generate compassion towards ourselves. We allow the mind simply to follow the breathing. First of all, picture in our mind somebody that we care for. And think of this person being in a difficult situation, having trouble, suffering in some way. And then notice how we feel about their suffering. We feel the quality of their pain or anguish, and we may feel just a natural sense of concern. We may feel the wish, the urge, to do something, and so mentally we say the phrases, "May you be free from your suffering. May you be free from suffering, fear, anxiety." We are sending them a sense of caring attention. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. Now, bring to mind a time when things went wrong, a time when you made a mistake or you messed up. It could even be some small incident or frustration. Try to take yourself back to that situation. Maybe there was an argument. Maybe you failed to do something. This is suffering. When that happened, how did we feel about ourselves? Did we go into self-pity or call ourselves useless? Did we blame ourselves? Try to hold that with kindness and compassion and see what it feels like. Just being aware of that suffering, that feeling, but without feeling sorry for ourselves. Then remember how, just like everyone else, we do not want to suffer. And so, is there another way of looking at this whole event and our feeling? Is there a more helpful way? Can we respond to our own suffering like we responded to the suffering of our loved one? With concern, non-judgment, a wish to do something? How would it be if we responded with more tenderness and caring, if we just accepted? And so, with a feeling of warmth, we can say to ourselves that we're all right. And then with the phrases, "May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety." Sending ourselves care and acceptance, we can truly be ourselves. May I be free from suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. We know that this suffering will not last. It is temporary. And no matter what we experience or have done, our deeper aspect, our true nature is always there, spacious, all-embracing, and radiant with boundless love. Sending compassion to ourselves, knowing that all of us suffer. May I be free from suffering. May this pain pass away. May I be free from anxiety and fear. So now we can let go of the practice and we could look at the feeling. See what it feels like if we begin to start caring for our own needs by accepting ourselves and wishing ourselves free of suffering, sending ourselves compassion. We close by dedicating so that all may be free from suffering.